Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We are packed and loaded on this Tuesday. What are we going to talk about? Let me see. Are the Patriots cheating again? No, for real. Are the Patriots cheating again? We'll discuss. Because they do not have the benefit of the doubt. Strasburg. Does anybody know what it looks like or how it would feel to hold $250 million? Well, you might want to ask Steven Strasburg because he just got paid. We're going to rewind the NFL, talk about all these games that were played. The Eagles, woo, that was close last night. Does anyone want to win the NFC East? I think everyone knows it's a march to lose in the playoffs. It doesn't seem like anyone really wants to win that division. You let old Eli hang in there, Philly? Come on. We got some sun shatter. Adam Vinatieri. Here's what's crazy. I don't want to see Adam Vinatieri again, sort of. But I do want him to get one more kick. He is sitting at 599 field goals. I'm sorry. I want to see him get to 600. We'll discuss that, too. We'll get into all that right here on the Cave Show PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Locally in Chandler, get in there. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Now serving beer and wine. Become a club member. Get a locker. Never worry about your sticks going bad. It backs directly up to a humidor. Big event there this week from 4 to 8. It's released of the Rocky Patel Faro cigar. Incredible cigar. Take a look on Instagram. I will have that up tomorrow. And also don't forget Thursdays when it's Cigars with the Cave Show. Again, that's all at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you 10% off your cigar purchase. If you can't get in there, you also can order from them online at stogieworld.com. That's S-T-O-A-G-I-E, stogieworld.com. Well, let's get down to it. Let's get on to these phones before I do anything. All calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. I do appreciate your patience. Thanks for holding. This is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what up, buddy?
Well, I already give... I like to give him a kick, too, but a different kind of kick, if you know what I mean.
For who now? I'm sorry?
Vinatieri.
Oh, Adam Vinatieri?
You know how we feel about Patriots, even though he's not with the Patriots anymore, but you know how we feel about that.
He hasn't been a Patriot for like 15 years.
Yeah, I know, but to me, he always will be one, so.
Okay.
Old habits die hard, you know?
I hear you. That's what we say about my school. Once a devil, always a devil. But I guess
right
now I'm finding out once a patriot, always a patriot.
Yes. 599,
okay.
That's pretty impressive, though. He's one away from a milestone of 600. Ah, well.
Yeah, he has the most ever. I mean, no one has more than him. So it's not like, you know, he's in danger of losing that. I just think it'd be really cool if he... You know what I mean? If he got to 600 exactly, I just think that would be pretty cool.
For him, yes. For us Jets fans, no.
I hear you, my friend.
Yeah. But the Giants choked last night. Oh, boy.
But did they choke? I mean, technically, they lost to a better team. They just couldn't seal the deal. And if we're going to – let's. I said this to you, I believe it was Thursday. Look, I think Eli Manning, he came out They shot their shot. They didn't put the Eagles away. When the second half started, it wasn't even close at that point.
Yeah, because it looked like, you know, up 17-3, it looks like the Giants were going to, you know, be in the driver's seat here. And that would have really messed up things for the NFC East.
Yeah, but they stopped scoring.
Yeah. They just ran out of gas.
In more ways than one. That's a team that, look, let's just look at this and let's just be, let's be honest and let's call it what it is. The NFC East may be from top to bottom one of the worst divisions we've seen in a lot of years. The Cowboys are still up because of the tiebreaker. But going into the games on Sunday, not yesterday, but on Sunday, the Washington Redskins, who have a minus 122 point differential, was still mathematically alive to make the playoffs if they won out. And they controlled their own destiny. So if a 3-9 team with four games left to go controls its own destiny for the playoffs, that tells you how bad that division was, or is, right?
And still is. It still is.
Yeah. So
I'll get it myself.
It's unwatchable football. It really is. It's unwatchable football.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. I mean, I've never seen it this bad.
And it seems like it's getting worse. And Philly fans will boo. They got booed off that halftime field. They will boo you. They don't mess around in Philadelphia.
No, they don't. They don't mess around in Jersey either.
No. But technically your two football teams are still New York teams. They just happen to play on the other side of the river. And still, Giant fans aren't as bad as Eagle fans. Remember the time, long time ago at the Vet, they had a holding cell in the stadium because people showed their ass so much? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So.
That brings me to the old expression, never assume because you make an ass of me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and that division, you don't even have to assume. That division just got awful. So.
Tell me about it.
One thing I did want to get into, and I was going to do it in the football roundup, and I'll get your opinion on this. What do you think it'll take to get Baker Mayfield to mature?
Where do we start? I mean, he hasn't improved much since even before he went into the pros, and he's still acting like a moron. He needs a complete overhaul.
And you know what? Here's what I think. I think he has to have a coach that's going to be more of a no-nonsense coach where there are boundaries and there are rules. And I think that's important because we all have seen kids that come to your house or you go at a little mall or you go to a restaurant and they're at a mall or they're at your place and they're touching stuff they shouldn't touch and their parents are just sitting there. And instead of disciplining them, they go, oh, my God, little Johnny is so rambunctious. No, little Johnny needs his ass kicked. So there's a difference. And I think you can let a player be who they are, but they still have to understand that there's some type of team that they have to be responsible for. And I don't think anyone in the NFL, any coach, has made Baker aware of that. And I think that's what he needs. So I'd like to see who they're going to hire because Freddie Kitchens is done. I really wish they would be politely, mathematically eliminated so he can just be done before the season's over. But that was probably one of the worst hires I think I've ever seen.
So I've heard. I mean, he hasn't really been up to par and shown much of anything. So it's probably the right move.
Yeah,
and
there's that
I'd
old
like to say they finally, the Knicks cleaned up their act too. They got rid of Fitzgerald on Friday. Thank God.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If you send your wife out to buy 3 pounds of pigeon, a pound and a half of deer meat, and then she comes home and cooks it for you, and you look at her and tell her, this doesn't taste like steak, Is that on her? If you're the one that asked her to buy all that stuff. No.
Yeah.
Fizdale, listen, Fizdale coached the Grizzlies to the playoffs, and they gave the Spurs all they could handle. He forgot how to coach when he got to New York? I don't buy that. What I do buy in New York, when you give him a team that has 35 power forwards and 35 two guard or shooting small forwards, and then you tell him, oh, well, we expect to be better than we are. How? Your number one pick in Kevin Knox, you then redrafted his position with R.J. Barrett. So which one are you developing? You go out and you sign Taj Gibson. You go out and you sign Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. You go out and you sign Bobby Portis. Who's your power forward? Which one are you playing? So
yeah.
I think Fizdale could have handled it better, probably. But even yesterday at the Phoenix Suns shoot-around, someone asked Monty Williams about, you know, that. And he goes, he's not going to jump in and say, well, I thought it was bad, obviously. But he said it's tough when you see a coach get let go and, you know, as someone in the coaching fraternity. And he's being very political. But we all know that the culprits are the GMs of the Knicks. And the vice president of basketball, Mills, is the problem.
Yes, they want to hear him too.
So, but if you keep firing the coach, but these guys keep giving you the same lousy player. And let me rephrase that. I don't think Julius Randle is lousy. I don't think Bobby Portis is lousy. But the roster construction is that bad. It's a terrible roster construction. So what do you expect a coach to do? Here's my question. How long has Steve Kerr turned down that job? Just remember that. And it may have been the smartest thing that he ever did. Because he goes to Golden State and wins five titles, is in five finals, wins three. So let me just back up. In the last, and I know it's an outlier with certain coaches because they've been there forever, but since 2006, that's 13 years ago, they've had Larry Brown, Isaiah Thomas, Mike D'Antoni, Mike Woodson, Derek Fisher, Kurt Rambis, Jeff Hornacek, Dave Fizdale, and now Mike Miller. That's 9 coaches in 13 years. How do you expect to win with that?
You can't.
You can't. That's not coaching. That's upper management. There's no other way to put it.
No, it's on the record. It's embarrassing.
And Mike D'Antoni, here's what's crazy. Excuse me. Mike Woodson had the best record. He was the only coach that coached almost 600 basketball. And guess what the Knicks did to him? They ran him out the building.
Mm-hmm.
So, you tell me. Did Fizdale do everything right? No. But he definitely wasn't the one that put the roster together. The person they need to hire, first off, they need to get rid of their front office. But the person they need
definitely
to hire is Mark Jackson.
That's possible.
It should be the only person that they should hire. They need to hire Mark Jackson. First off, he can coach. That's first and foremost. Two, he's got an eye for talent. Three, he's one of you. He's a New Yorker.
That's right.
He can speak New York. He can command the podium. He can do all those things, but for some unknown reason, no one will give him a job. And the Knicks won't give him a job. And they dance around everything, and they won't give him a job. I don't get it.
But maybe they should. He might be our man.
Maybe. Lou, you're going to not be happy with what I'm about to say. Maybe we should just stop overrating the Knicks. The Knicks literally haven't done – if if we really want to be honest, Knicks haven't won a title in 47 years. Why do we still treat them like, oh, the Knicks got to be good for basketball to be good? Not really. Basketball's been good for a long time without them being relevant.
Well, there's a lot of pressure, you know, when you're New York, that's the biggest market in the whole country, and, you know, they figure, and, of course, you know, they have sold out. It's still the mecca of basketball when you look at it.
But I keep hearing that. What makes it the mecca? Because a team won two titles? That makes it the mecca?
No, it shouldn't. That it shouldn't, though.
No, I'm not saying that for you to disagree. I'm just curious. A team that's won two titles, one is 70 or 69-70, one is 73, and all of a sudden, it's the mecca. I don't get it. I'm not saying it's not.
Well,
true.
It's probably because of the biggest city there is.
I get the Yankees are the class of baseball. You know why? Is it 26, 27 rings?
27.
World Series batters hanging. They were good in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Not
50s,
so much the 80s.
60s. Not so much the 80s, but they were still a team that you wanted to watch. But they were good in the 20s, in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s. They've always been relevant. They've always been good. That makes a difference.
I'll give you that.
So,
I mean, because nobody can touch that.
Nobody can touch that. And then old-timers want to say, oh, Notre Dame is, you know, touchdown Jesus. Young kids could care less.
Yeah, it's been a while since they've done anything, too.
It's been a long while. Their last national title was 1988. No one cares anymore. Tony Rice, no one cares anymore.
Well, not this generation, no. They don't have a clue.
No. So I'm wondering when that's going to start happening, because in basketball, when young kids are going to start saying, oh, it's the mecca, they can't even get – it's the number one TV market in the country. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving would rather go play with the Nets than play with the Knicks. And no one wants to go to Brooklyn to watch basketball.
No, they don't.
So I think that says it all. That says it all.
I'm afraid it does.
No. But, yeah, that's the story, my friend.
Yep. I'm afraid so. Well, for now. But I'll be back.
Yeah. All right, buddy. We'll catch up.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks, Lou. Always good to catch up with Lou. We'll be back in 15 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So I want to run through what happened in the NFL this weekend and just kind of touch on some games. And you know, actually, let's touch on all of them. Some of these games are really who cares games, and like honestly, who gives a crap. And what's fool's goal and what's not. Everything got kicked off Thursday, and we touched on this. The Bears with a big win over Dallas. Dallas is just not good. And they're not good because they don't have talent. They're not good because their owner won't shut up and their coach won't make a decision. And it's really just that. Not going to get back into that. We did this on Friday. Steelers beat the Cardinals. Mike Tomlin is coach of the year. And I don't give a crap who's 10-2, who's 11-3, who's whatever. He has a team on their four-string quarterback. No real talent at running back. No real talent at wide receiver, especially with Juju Smith-Schuster out. No real talent at tight end. And they're winning. And I know the Cardinals are nothing to really talk about, being 3-9-1. But the Steelers still had to come cross country and play a game, and they won that game. And when I look at the Cardinals at 3-9-1, they're the local team here, as I'm located just outside of Phoenix. Here's what I don't get. The Cardinals have played 7 home games. They're 1-5-1 at home. They're 2-4 on the road. If the Cardinals don't win this week, they will end the year with a better road record than home record for a team that only won 3 games. I told you before, and I'm going to keep saying it, I don't like the shuck and duck offense. I don't like this 3-headed monster running back deal. You got, even if you have a guy that spells the guy and gives the guy a break, you got to have the guy. And if you have Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds, and the Tiptoe Burglar back there, to me, it's not enough. Panthers play at the Falcons. Nobody gives a crap, but the Panthers won anyway. The good thing is Matt Ryan threw another record. I think it was most yards by a quarterback. He's like number 3 now on the list. He's at 50,000 or 60,000 yards. I stopped looking because it was the Panthers and the Falcons. Ravens beat the Bills on a day where the Ravens didn't play their best offensively, but they went on the road, beat a tough Bills team. So kudos to them. Redskins gave the Packers a game. Like, I think the Packers are fool's gold. I think Aaron Rodgers is a real deal, but I think the Packers are fool's gold. They got humiliated in Los Angeles by the Chargers, and they allowed the Redskins to stay in the game after taking a 14-0 lead and being only able to muster 2 more field goals the rest of the day. Something's not connecting with that team. The Vikings beat the Lions right now. It's funny. At the start of the year, everyone's like, oh, the Lions, this might be their year. They might have a chance. No. The Jets beat the Dolphins, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to catch up with Tony Capobianco, the Cuban Cowboy, here this week, hopefully. The Dolphins may be tanking, but they're not tanking at this point because they're not trying to win. And if you would have seen Brian Flores ridiculously upset on Sunday over the probably one of the most ticky-tack, thank you, New Orleans Saints, ticky-tack pass interference calls that allowed Kiko a game-winning field goal. Again, thank you, New Orleans Saints. Then we would see that Brian Flores is not trying to lose games. Colts and the Bucs, again, look, we should have cared about the Colts. We don't anymore. They're not going to make the playoffs. But the interception waiting to happen, Jameis Winston, I don't know how he does it. Every time you want to say this guy needs to be done, move on, he's an enigma. What do you do with him? 38-35 over the Colts. And the embarrassing game of the week, the Broncos winning in Houston and beat the Texans. 38-24, don't let it fool you. The score wasn't even that close. It was 31-3 at halftime. So it was never that close. Texans can go up to New England or let New England come to their home and win, but then they can't beat the Broncos. Not the marking of a team that's going to go far. Chargers and Jaguars, who cares game, but the Chargers won. Titans and Raiders. Titans put it on them. Tannehill threw for almost 400 yards and 3 TDs. Derrick Henry ran for another 100. A.J. Brown caught 5 balls for 153 and 2 touchdowns. The Raiders just simply had no answer. The Chiefs beat the Patriots. The Rams beat the Seahawks. Seahawks just got their butts kicked. There's no other way of getting around it. I still think the Rams are a farce. I do not think they'll make the playoffs. I've been wrong before. And the game that saw Cleveland win 27-19 over the Bengals, why do you still feel like they didn't win? Because as we touched on with Baker Mayfield, and I don't want to be the guy that piles on this guy like everybody else. I just want him to really just do something that's vital that you have to do when you're in sports. And you're the person commanding the microphone a lot. You got to do this, but you got to do it in order. If you don't do it in order, it doesn't matter. Ready? Ready? Okay. Think, then speak. Ready? Let's try it again. Think, then speak. Think, speak. Think, speak. Not emotional speak, caught up in my feelings speak. Think, speak, think, speak, think, speak. And that will help Baker Mayfield go a long way in life, not just in football. Back in 15 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So my great-grandmother used to always tell me, get your lie straight, then tell your lie. But you got to get it straight first, and then you tell your lie. And for whatever reason, the Patriots can't seem to do either. Now it looks like a film crew that wasn't, quote-unquote, associated with Bill Belichick or the team taped the Cincinnati Bengals sideline, which is 100% wrong to do. 100%. And the Patriots have come out and said all types of ridiculous shenanigan-type craps. Well, we didn't know. We had nothing to do with it. It wasn't us. And if we saw it, that's the stuff we wouldn't put on. We wouldn't even look at it. Even if we knew it was it, we wouldn't look at it. You guys have had camera gate, deflate gate, all these gates. Now, I think the deflate ball thing was a bunch of crap, but rule is the rule. And I know there's other people on other radio shows that say dumb crap like, you want teams to push it all the way to the edge. I don't want you to cheat, though. You don't like it when guys push it to the edge. Patriots push to the edge. Astros, they push to the edge. Microsoft, they push to the edge. There's a difference between pushing to the edge and cheating. And if the Patriots are found guilty of cheating this time, I think you have to go lengthy on the suspensions now. You can't keep letting them do things and slapping them on the wrist. Because that's not a deterrent. Now, in my mind, from what I've seen, like I said, I thought Deflategate was a bunch of crap. But everything else, you cheat. They cheat. There's no getting around it. They cheat. It's like the husband that has cheated on the wife over and over again. And then at one time he's innocent, he's dumb enough to go have dinner with another woman and make it candlelight. Now, he hasn't technically cheated, right? And this one may not be what he was intended. Maybe he was trying to get to McDonald's and it was closed. I don't know. But if you're a cheater or you cheated, you can't go to candlelight dinners with other women. Because it looks like you're cheating, or at least you're about to cheat. And at this point, the Patriots can't help themselves. So here's what I'm worried about, or not worried about, here's what I'm thinking about. What does the NFL do now? What penalty can they give them this time? They fined them before, they suspended Brady. Is it time for Belichick to be suspended? Is it time for the NFL, if they're found guilty, wink, wink, to really hit them where it hurts a little bit? Not my question to answer.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
So the Suns went out last night and got a big victory, a good victory. Broke a four-game home losing streak, which was definitely a big time for them, because that's something they really needed. They weren't getting it done at home. They beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. last night. And why that was so big was it made them jump, the Timberwolves, and stay at that eighth seed. Going into this game, they were 10-12. So was Minnesota. So not only do you get the game, but you push Minnesota out of the playoff picture. And when I'm looking at the NBA playoff picture in the West, and you look at the top, there's some teams, like I said, you knew the Lakers were going to get in, you knew the Clippers were getting in, you knew the Nuggets were getting in, you knew the Rockets were getting in. Jazz are there right now. And I added the Spurs, if anybody wants to know, but obviously they're not getting in. The Trailblazers, 6 games under .500. It's going to look a lot different in the West. But nonetheless, the Phoenix Suns with the big win last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves, winning 125-109. And like I said, that's following up a four-game road swing where they went 2-2. As Devin Booker said, it's good to be home, but that road trip could have been special. If they got another, you know, got another game, and as he said, if we would have won 3-1. So they have another game on Wednesday, and then they leave for Mexico, which is just a great event. And the Suns players talked about it, and Monty Williams talked about it as a way to grow the game and help the game. I thought it was wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Suns side news, which really isn't Suns news anymore because he doesn't play for the Suns. Josh Jackson, a first-round pick from 3 years ago that ended up being traded to Memphis, was suspended by the Memphis Hustle for violation of team rules. Coach was asked, does it affect him being called up? Wouldn't answer. Josh, two words for you. Grow up. Lastly, today on the show, I just want to touch on the Final Four. We'll talk about this as we get even closer to it. Big Four teams, Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State, and LSU. And I've heard some people say, well, you know, Clemson still hasn't played anybody. I keep reminding them, they scheduled Texas A&M when everyone thought A&M would be decent. But all you can do is win the game. And I'm not rooting for anybody at all. But I think Clemson and Ohio State is going to be an incredible game. Incredible game. And if I'm in town, I will definitely be covering that event because it is here out in Glendale, Arizona. So I will definitely be there if I'm here. And my ASU Sun Devils, the Tony the Tiger Bowl. I'm sorry, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Man, I'm ending the show on that. Social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook at thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always with the K. You can always get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Don't forget, tomorrow we have the NFL Power Ranking. Until then, make sure you have a great rest of your Tuesday. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, take care.